I'm talking today with Professor Hugh Taylor, who's the Chair of Indigenous Eye Health here at the Uni of Melbourne. Hello, Professor Taylor. Good to see you again.
Kate, I'm very pleased to be with you.
Thank you for your time. Now, you've written a bit of something for us about something that happened at the start of November, which is the listing of non-Madriatic photography on the Medicare benefits scheme. Why is this a good thing?
This is not a good thing. This is a super good thing.
Excellent.
And my feeling and hope is that it will be a real game changer. You know, we've known for a long time that the early detection of diabetic retinopathy is really important. Everybody who has diabetes is going to develop diabetic retinopathy if they live long enough. Good control will reduce the annual incidence of retinopathy, but it also extends life. So it doesn't actually alter the lifetime incidence or a lifetime risk of retinopathy.
Right.
And we can stop up to 98% of the blindness and severe vision loss from diabetes with timely treatment. And for the last 25 years, there have been 50 or 100 different pilot trials in Australia showing how effective the use of non-midriatic retinal cameras in primary care, GP practices and so forth, is in detecting people with retinopathy. And all these trials went perfectly well for 1 year or 3 years or 5 years till their funding ran out, and then they all collapsed, except for one or two examples. So what finally we've now got is this Medicare item number to fund non-mediatric retinal photography in the primary care setting.
What does it mean in terms of the cost, for example?
Well, the rebate is $50 mm-hmm. for each patient. So this really makes it financially viable for medium and larger size practices to have a retinal camera, which cost of the order of $15,000 to $20,000, and screen their patients with diabetes. For Aboriginal people, they should have, with diabetes, they need to have an eye exam every 12 months. For non-Indigenous people with diabetes, they need to have an eye exam once every 2 years. And that eye exam under this new item number is a test of visual acuity and a retinal photograph. And if their vision's normal and the photograph's normal, they just go back and do it again in a year's time. But if the vision is down or there are abnormalities in the photos, they must be referred to an optometrist or an ophthalmologist for proper assessment. So this is a huge change.
Presumably this means that access is going to be better, which is only going to help the Indigenous patients, isn't it?
That's right. Well, for the latest data we have from Medicare is that about half the non-Indigenous people are getting the eye exams they need, but only about 20% of the Indigenous people.
Yeah.
So there's a huge gap there in what we should really be doing. And so if that can be done in the primary care setting, it's not a separate visit, it's not any of that other complex stuff, and then the optometrist and the ophthalmologist will be spending their time seeing the people who really need assessment and have their time and ability to cope with them, rather than just seeing some of the people who have got a normal exam and just need to be examined next year.
Am I right in saying that diabetic retinopathy is a good precursor in terms of spotting other vascular problems with diabetes?
Absolutely. One of the things that is really important for those who have got the primary care of people with diabetes is to know once the patient has got retinopathy, they're going to have the same microangiopathy in their kidneys and their risk of stroke and heart disease and their feet. So once that retinopathy is detected, it's a real red flag that you as a GP or as a diabetologist looking after people with diabetes have got to be really careful to look at those other organs, the hearts, the lungs, the hearts, the kidneys, and brains and feet, to make sure that they're getting properly managed.
So you're not just saving eyesight, you're saving
feet. We're not just saving eyesight at all. It really gives, there's no other way that the GPs can actually look at the microangiopathy that is occurring elsewhere in the body. So it really does give a red flag for extended care. And of course, if you've lost your vision, you can't manage your diabetes. You can't check your blood sugar. You can't do your medications. You can't get to the GP. You can't look after your feet. But, you know, let alone think about starting home dialysis. So vision is really important for people with diabetes, and the eye exams are really important for the management of their diabetes as well.
So this is a big win for common sense, apart from anything else.
I like to think so. I think it's a really big win, and it did take a very long time.
It did. So what's next? What's the next battle?
Well, the first thing is we've got to make sure that this Medicare item number is actually picked up and taken up through primary care, which is where it's aimed at. And the health department has said they will monitor the uptake and see if there are any tweaks that need to be made to make sure that we really are getting the full advantage of this. But the other thing is, if somebody's detected with diabetic retinopathy, we've got to make sure that they get the referral they need. So it's putting in the referral pathways and networks so that a GP or an Aboriginal health service or whoever can actually get the patient to the next step to be examined and treated, and that the ophthalmologist or optometrist are around and are able to do the treatment that's required. So putting in place those referral networks is really important. We also need to make sure that the people in the primary care clinics, the Aboriginal medical services or the GP practices or so forth, are actually tracking that their patients with diabetes are getting the eye exams that the NHMRC has been saying for years that they really need.
Yeah.
That's once a year for people with Aboriginal people with diabetes, and once every 2 years for non-Indigenous people. There's one of the things that's also the Commonwealth has done for the Aboriginal medical services is they've initiated a program to review what Aboriginal medical services need more in the terms of retinal camera equipment or training.
Right.
And then they've provided funds of $4.8 million over the next 3 years to provide both the equipment and the training how to use it to those AMS that still need it. So that's a great help. And should make a big difference. Data that's come out from the National Eye Health Survey that was just released last month shows that we've actually halved the gap for blindness.
Terrific.
So the rates of blindness for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander were 6 times non-Indigenous people, and now they're down to 3 times non-Indigenous people. Now, 3 times is still obscene, and there's still a lot of work we've got to do, but it actually shows that the approach we're taking works, and if we can keep going and get these services developed and provided across the country, we really can close this gap, and we hope to do that by 2020.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.